I'm Marco Werman. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. There were clashes and gunfire in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, in advance of tomorrow's presidential runoff. The incumbent Nobel laureate Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is ahead in the polls. Her opponent, Winston Tubman, has called for his supporters to boycott the election. Reporter Bonnie Allen was at a political demonstration in Monrovia earlier today when the shooting broke out.
I'm here at the compound of Winston Tubman as the emergency response unit begin to storm the compound. The Liberia National Police are firing into the crowd with live bullets. These are not the rubber bullets that are usually used to control crowds in this kind of situation. Tubman's supporters have pulled out yet another dead body. It's covered in blood. A fight has just broke out between United Nations peacekeepers and Liberia National Police, who are clearly using excessive force.
Bonnie Allen is now on the line with us from Monrovia. You were witnessing some pretty dramatic and unexpected stuff earlier today, Bonnie. How are things now on the streets of Monrovia?
Well, tensions are certainly high in Liberia's capital, Monrovia, tonight. The UN peacekeepers are deployed across the city. Liberia's riot police are on standby. There are some reports of looting. And just generally, there's a sense of disbelief. This is some of the worst violence that Liberia has seen since its civil war. And given the fact it comes on the eve of the presidential election tomorrow, it's disheartening for many. It's also a rather shocking turn of events because Liberia has been applauded in recent weeks for its peaceful election period, for the fact that it's organizing its own election. And then when the president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, won a Nobel Peace Prize, it all just seems to be unraveling.
These are the first elections since Liberia's long civil war, the elections to be organized by Liberians. As you pointed out, they seem to be going pretty well. How did it go sour, though?
Well, there is a long history of disputes over the free and fair elections on Liberia. Back in 2005, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf won. She was hailed as the first democratically elected female in Africa. But she actually was second in the first round behind George Weah. Then she won in the second round. And there were a lot of supporters of George Weah, the famous soccer star, who said he was cheated. And so now here we are, 6 years later. George Weah is back on the ticket, this time as a vice president next to Winston Tubman. And Winston Tubman is a Harvard-trained lawyer, and he has said that there are voting irregularities, that there were problems with the ballot counting, that the National Elections Commission was biased, and that Sirleaf used government revenues to campaign. So there are a lot of allegations. There hasn't been really any credible evidence provided, but the supporters are people who feel that they were robbed before, and so they're obviously very susceptible to the message.
Now, if the shooting today came from the authorities, does that mean that they were under order of the president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, to shoot?
That's not clear. The Minister of Justice said that it will be under investigation. I'm not sure what that means for tomorrow, but a spokesman for the National Elections Commission confirmed that the presidential runoff will go ahead tomorrow, although the turnout is in question because it looks like one candidate who is boycotting, none of his supporters will show up. And also today when I was speaking to these supporters of Tubman, who are obviously furious that people were shot and killed, many of them were issuing very serious warnings that they would burn down polling stations tomorrow. So I would say the country will be on high alert tomorrow.
Reporter Bonnie Allen speaking with us from Monrovia, Liberia. Bonnie, thanks so much.
You're welcome.